Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Are you motivated? People say that to me all the time. Scott, are you motivated 24/7? No, hell no. But when I need to be, all right, that's kind of how it works. It kind of ebbs and flows, right? But you know what? Over the years, like 20 years now, I have been obsessed with how people get moving and how they continue to move and get what they want. And I've spent about, 20,000 hours on the phone and Zoom calls with people helping them. So I've learned a few things about how to get from unstuck to motivated. So today I'll share what I've learned, but the easiest way to do it, there's more complicated things. We'll keep it easy today, okay? That cool? If you're stuck, you're going to like this show. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Stand up, take a step, repeat. How long? Well, hell, until you get what you want. Why would you stop before you got there anyway? Because it's hard? Yeah. If somebody looked at me and said a bad thing, yeah. No, we just keep moving. That's the show. So we want to, okay, come here. So here's the thing. When I say stand up, take a step, repeat, the hardest part is the beginning and the end. So many folks say, I don't know how to get moving. I don't know how to start. How do I stand up? What do I do? That's the hard part, which is what we kind of do here a little bit anyway. But what we really do here is the other part, the repeat. Okay, great. I got an idea. I'm moving. Now, how do I keep moving until I get what I want? That's what this show is about. So I get it. If you're having a hard time, you're not alone. Everybody has a hard time. We all do it, including me, probably more than most. But I just try more than a lot of people do. Good to have you. I'm grateful to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith, founder and chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. A couple of things. Grateful to have you because grateful is on my mind. I'm writing a book about gratefulness and today's a big day and I'm grateful it's arrived. You know why? I finished the first draft. It's off to the editor. Now it's off to the editing teams and development teams and layout teams and all that stuff and a summer of rewriting and everything else to get it all done. Sale begins in October, but I'm going to be looking for some pre-readers to check out what I've done. So hang tight. I'll let you know when you have a chance to do that. And I'll ask you to raise your hand so I can get you involved in the process. Levi has left the room, by the way. Levi is my dog. He doesn't like this show like you do. So when I start recording, he leaves. And the last thing I want to tell you is there is a badass picture of me on my Facebook page. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Excuse me. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. That's where you need to go. And I would say badass picture. That was not my comment. It was somebody else's picture. I don't have a badass bone in my body, but evidently I photograph that way. So check it out. Okay, let's get on with the show today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Gonna meander a little further, if that's okay, just a bit, because I did waste a little bit of time talking about housekeeping stuff at the beginning of the show. We want to make sure you get what you need. So come on in now. Talk about this mystical thing, wacky thing, crazy thing, unreachable thing called motivation. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a challenge with motivation. I just don't know. It's tough. Why? Because you're human and you got brain cells and you got stuff that happens in your brain. And sometimes you're motivated. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. When I was a kid, I used to be, I was, I was, exactly the kid you thought I would be. Why can't I have my way, right? Mom and dad were so mean to me. I could not wait to grow up, get out of the house. I did. I took off fast. I moved out and I experienced being an adult. Everything was going to be different when I became an adult. So I thought. Didn't work out that way. That was fun. I had a great time, but Man, that was when we were adults at 18. We didn't wait till 30 or 35 to become an adult. That was a long time ago. When you're 18, get out of here. Mom and dad meant it. When you were born, yep, got them for the next 18 years. They really meant it. These days, they don't mean it. So when I stepped into the adult world, it didn't take a whole long time before I realized that a lot had changed. And it turns out that it wasn't my parents. In fact, it was just kind of life turning down my request. Life was getting in my way. What was even worse was I was getting in my way. So I've joked over the years that I am the boss of me. Now, when I say the boss of me, I really mean that because it's me inside my head talking. My wife says to me, I'm a pretty scheduled guy, but I also tend to flow with my energy. So if I'm not feeling like I want to do something, I'm not going to do it. It's still going to get done, but it might not be getting done the minute I said it would, unless it absolutely has to. If I have flexibility, I'm probably going to float. Just me. I got to walk in this room ready to go. So I don't always do it on a schedule. I'm the boss of me. I change my mind sometimes. Some people get mad at me. Scott, you said you were going to do this. You changed your mind. Yeah. You never changed your mind. But here's the problem. Since I'm the boss of me, if I set a goal and I change my mind, I don't get it, do I? But I realized something too. I realized that I could have a big ass goal. What's a big ass goal? Well, exactly what it sounds. It's something so big, so obnoxiously big, that you're like, I can't do that. In fact, all your friends tell you, you can't do that. And somewhere deep inside, you're like, yeah, I can. I love it when my friends say, don't do it. You can't do it. Why are you even going to try? It's like, just go ahead and put a little more high octane fuel in my tank. That's all. It's like, give me a couple of Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm on the road. Boom. I can. I'm on a mission. But that didn't help either, really, a lot of the time when I'm the boss of me. You know what the solution was? The solution was motivation on demand. It's like, go on TV. Going on Netflix, getting what you want. Motivation on demand. Is it possible? Well, yeah, it is. So it's very powerful. Motivation, that thing, it's the first thing that happens. You got to get motivated. And typically, once you get motivated, you get inspired. I'm motivated to go do this and go, wow, I got an idea. Cool. What are we going to do? We're going to go make it. Motivation is fleeting, though. It comes and goes. A lot of that is just the way your brain is wired. It's the executive center of your brain. We haven't needed motivation for a long time. Basically, our motivation, you know, years and years ago was like, oh, saber-tooth tiger, run. That's all we needed, right? Fire. That's it. Eat, stuff like that, right? These days, much more complicated than that. So motivation, we're not used to maintaining it 24/7. It's going to be a long time before we ever get to that point. So we have to continue to work for ways to do this. So one of the simplest ways to get motivated, if you've never heard this before, you need to listen. If you've heard it and you have forgotten, you need to listen. Your physiology dictates your feeling. It's strange how when my voice gets bad, my lips don't, and my tongue doesn't work either. Your physiology dictates your feelings, how you feel on the inside. So the easiest way to break free from a slump is, like I say often, stand up, take a step, repeat. What does that mean? Well, if you don't feel like getting out the sofa to do something, if you can't get motivated, you're not going to think your way out of motivation. You're not going to listen to me and get done with this podcast and pass this magical motivation, although I think what will happen is we'll tweak you just a little bit to maybe at least get you off the couch. Movement wakes your body up. It guides your emotions and makes anything feel possible. You know, one of the things that I do to really get creative, I'll put something on. Usually it's music, some kind of music I like, and I get on a treadmill or an elliptical. And I'll start going. That movement starts. And I'll tell you, with real consistency, within about 15 minutes, I hit a different state of mind. That music's got me in the groove. The blood is pulsing through my system. I start getting ideas. My biggest challenge at that point is capturing those ideas. So physiology, movement, taking a walk, working out, jumping up and down. I don't care what it is. Move. So if you don't believe me, fine. But trust me, it's the way it works. Easiest way to possibly do it is to move your body. So stand up, take a step, repeat. That's number one. If you don't like that, there's nothing else I can say. It's okay. You'll see the people that are motivated seem to be moving. Just kind of happens. I'm just saying. Okay, number two. Focus fuels your fire. If you're feeling undermotivated or unmotivated, you are probably drifting in the wind with no direction. Shifting your thoughts in a positive direction and towards something that excites you will break you out and get you moving. Now, let me just back up a second, because one of the cores of what we do around here and when I'm working with people is a lack of clarity. In other words, we need to figure things out, and everything is figure outable. There's no doubt about that. But almost everybody I ever talk to, don't feel bad about this. Every group coaching call I get on, I do lots of them. All the personal calls I do every single week, I'm on the phone all the time or Zoom all the time. And I got to tell you, it's almost always about figuring stuff out. And when you can't figure something out, you have no focus. And without focus, you can't have motivation. So not only do we physically move, then we really do need to get focused. And if I were you, I would spend all your time saying, okay, let's focus on the smallest thing, the simple thing. Maybe it's focusing on how to stand up, take a step, and repeat. Maybe it's focused on how to eat right. Maybe it's focused on, okay, I need an idea for a business, a side hustle. Maybe you focus on that. You don't need the whole thing. You just need a little bit to get you going. So we have to move, and then you have to focus your thoughts. This is Stoic philosophy. Clarity is number one, followed by action. If you don't know where you're going, you can't go. So your focus is so important. So you got that, right? I need you to move, and I need you somehow to find something to focus on. Now, once you do that, you're going to start, okay, because I know me, as soon as I have an idea, I'm gone. Forget it. It's over. As soon as I get an idea, it's like, I already know what it's going to do and I go make it happen. That's where your mind works. Once you know what it's going to be, your mind already knows it. What stops you is, since your mind has already done it, it doesn't need to do the work, does it? I got an idea. Here we go. It's okay. Your mind has already imagined it. It feels real. Perception is everything. And so we don't follow through. So how do we do that? How do you follow through? Well, this is the third thing I have seen constantly. Aside from people not moving, they're sitting there trying to think their way out of this. You got to physically move to make it happen. You got to get yourself focused, get that clarity, so you get excited, start moving toward it. And the third thing I see is, frankly, it's negative self-talk. Not allowed in my world. If you're on any call, we'll get you on a Zoom call here soon. I hope you show up. If you're on a coaching call with me and you start going negative, I will stop you in your tracks. If you do not stop, I'll hang up on you. Don't have time for it. Don't want to have anybody else even close to it. The biggest thing is negative self-talk. It's going to drag you and everybody else down around you. So make your words mean something, internally and externally. Force yourself to be positive and uplifting. Everything changes. Words matter more than you think. Can I give you an example? We're going a little long today. I hope that's okay. Figures, when my voice hurts, when I can't talk, when everything is screaming at me, I want to talk more. Go figure. Tell me I wasn't born to do this. So ways back, a personal example here. We live in a world that's really crappy, right? It's a beautiful world. It's a glorious day here in Florida. I use that word often, and it's a beautiful day. It's a glorious day. People love it when I say that. It's like, man, all the religious people come out. It's a glorious day. You're right. It's cool. But I recognize languaging being such an important part, and I work in a world where I'm busy all the time talking to people. And if you can imagine, and I'm going to go inside. Is it cool? Can I go a little deep for you here? Imagine my world. I'm usually met. If you come to me, you've got a problem and you want to solve the problem. I am met with your problem. That is my day. My day is meeting people who have a problem, who have a challenge. You might go through that as well. And so if I don't constantly find a way to re-energize myself, I can't survive it. I wouldn't be a superstar podcast dude. I would be just a normal guy. So I started changing my languaging a ways back. And I heard a lot of people talking about being happy, and you'll hear me say the word happy a lot. But I realized that happy was an outcome-based word. Something had to happen for me to be happy. I couldn't be happy just because I was happy. It made no sense to me. So I changed it to joyful. I like the word joyful. So I use different languaging. So I get myself moving, I get a great idea, and joyfully go after it. Be a joyful warrior. There's no condition on being joyful. You just choose to be. And so I got a little further and actually started writing this gratitude book. I got into it a bit. It's really focused on guys, because guys deal with gratitude, I think, differently than women do. And I focused on that and I said, wow, okay, wait a second. In some instances, my word happy or joyful needs to be replaced with the word grateful. And you actually heard me say it at the beginning of the show today, because I've integrated that in my language in the past month, because it just changes everything. So imagine you're going through your day, you're trying to get motivated, trying to get inspired, you're out there running on the treadmill, you're doing stuff. You're focusing on anything that you want, and you've changed your languaging. Negative self-talk is no longer in your world. You don't allow that to happen or anybody else to do it for you or to you. And you change your words. So if you're like me, you're living a joyful and a grateful life. Now, I know a lot of folks listening to me right now are already doing that. I know you, and I talk to you too as well. I don't want to sound like I talk to people that are just, you know, Debbie Downers all the time, but no. I talk to you as well. I know you're there, but I also know so many folks right now in this time we're in, inflation and everything else, are having a hard time finding that way to get themselves going. I just told you how. You got to move. You got to focus on something simple, and you got to treat yourself nice with no negative self-talk. Be positive, uplifting, joyful, grateful. Live your day that way and watch what happens. Watch how everything starts to turn your way. And you know what? If it doesn't, who cares? It will eventually, but you don't care because you're going to be joyful anyway, right? All right. So motivation is one of those things. A lot of people poo-poo it. I tell you this, the most successful people on the planet that get things done and are happy and live a very content life, they don't poo-poo it. They believe in it. Somewhere deep inside, that motivation is something called mindset. And you have actually heard me spend 15 minutes talking about a mindset, haven't you? So where am I really going to get the motivation? I'm digging down deep into your brain cells. Now your mind works. I'm trying to get you there. Hey, do me a favor. Check out my my badass photo if you want to. It's in black and white, too, because I look cooler that way. Accentuates the wrinkles. It's awesome. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. That's all I got. See you tomorrow.